Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin today's program with Ella Fitzgerald and her first ever big hit with the Chick Webb Orchestra from 1938, A Tisket, A Tasket.
Tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. Tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Oh, why was I so careless with that basket of mine? That itty bitty basket was the joy of mine. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
A tisket, a tasket. Ella Fitzgerald with the Chick Webb Orchestra from 1938. She recorded a number of recordings and performed with Chick Webb for a number of years until she became a solo artist. And that, of course, was beginning today's edition of the program. Thank you for joining us. Coming up today, we have another program in the series, The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. We have three more as of today, so stay tuned for that. We're going to go back now, first with Harry James and his orchestra with vocalist Helen Forrest, recorded in 1942. I've heard that song before. And then a bit of Tommy Dorsey from 1937, The Dipsy Doodle.
Thank you. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a scene recalls a favorite dream. A dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore, the memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I've heard that lovely song
Doodle, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Before that, I've heard that song before, Harry James with vocalist Helen Forrest. Hank Mobley is one of my personal all-time favorite tenor sax players. This is from his album Soul Train, released on Blue Note. It features Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Ark Blakely on drums. This is one of his own compositions that he wrote for this LP, This I Dig of You. This I Dig of You from the Hank Mobley LP, Soul Station, featuring, of course, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakely on drums. At the end of the program, we will have a little bit more of Art Blakely, but this time with his Jazz Messengers. Well, it's now time to bring you another program in our continuing series, The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, produced by Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service, way back in the 1970s. Now, even though this was produced in the 1970s, it gives an insight and a listen to the Dutch jazz scene then and the up-and-coming artists who today are major stars on the Dutch jazz scene. It's produced and presented by Mike de Ruyter.
Two groups in today's program, which might be called the youngsters. But in first, we have also two experienced musicians, pianist Nico Bunning, who left Holland in the late 50s and worked for many years in the United States, recording with Charles Mingus. The other is guitarist Joop Scholten. The youngsters, two Americans living in Holland, Reedman Harvey Wineapple and bass guitarist Al Scotty. Bart van Leer is the trombone player. Paul van Wageningen is on drums. And this is their version of Duke Ellington's The Mooch.
Thank you.
Pianist Nico Bühning's Copacetic, playing the Mooch. The second group is originally just called Ohm, a trio consisting of Willem Kühne at the electric piano, Nico Langenhuizen on bass, and Pieter Anraar on drums. They teach music, and Nico leads workshops. And so he found three saxophone players. With them added to the trio, we now have the Ohm Sextet. Pieter Cornelis is on soprano, Rob van Stratum on alto, and 21-year-old Up Bars on tenor, a very promising musician, we feel. Composed by Nico Langenhuizen for the Impression Makers.
Thank you.
That was the Ohm Sextet, led by bass player Nico Langenhuizen, with Ab Bars on tenor. A young and coming group on our scene, like Nico Bühning Septet, recorded live for this series. We hope you will listen to another program, and if you want information about this series, your radio station has it. Till next time, this is Mike de Ruyter.
Another program in the series, The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, produced and presented by Mike de Ruyter from Radio Nederland. Next week we will bring you the second to last program, as there's only two more left. You are listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, before we listen to that, we played for you Hank Mobley from his Blue Note release, Soul Station, that features Art Blakely on drums. And I promised a little bit of Art Blakely and his group, The Jazz Messengers. This is from an album just called The Jazz Messengers that came out on Columbia Records in 1956. It features Donald Byrd on trumpet, Horatio Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Hank Mobley on tenor sax, and of course Art Blakely on drums. This is a session called Hank's Symphony. Jazz Messengers, featuring Art Blakely on drums and Hank Mobley again on tenor sax, from a 1956 release just called The Jazz Messengers with Hank's Symphony. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. We're going to leave you today with John Payton from an album called The Best of the Organization. The Best of the Organization, with a cut called Hot Sauce. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pellon wishing you well, saying so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.